coach on the teleconference is Michigan's John Beilein. The Wolverines are 16-6 overall and 6-3 in the Big Ten. Michigan plays Indiana and Michigan State this week. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
If you'd like to start with some opening comments, then we'll open the call up for questions.
Well, we had a since I talked with you last, we had two tough road games, two places that in my time here we have not been able to win at Purdue and at Ohio. So we were very fortunate to come out of there at least 1-1, because it certainly could have been 0-2 with as good as Purdue is. We're not the Lone Rangers in that, in people going to Purdue and going to Ohio and not winning. I think there's probably two losses between the two of them at home all year. But now we got to move forward because we have a great Indiana team coming in Wednesday. And now we've got to refocus and get our mind right so that we can be at our best in 2 days.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll open the call up for questions.
If you have a question at this time, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Bob Baptist with Columbus Dispatch.
Morning, John.
Morning.
Two things, one of which I didn't have a chance to ask you yesterday. I noticed that you have adopted Brady Hoke's manner of referring to Ohio State as Ohio. I wondered if that was after consultation with him, or has that become a department-wide initiative up there?
I can't tell you how it's happened. It's just sort of happened that that's with the Beat Ohio, and I hear them yelling yesterday, Ohio, Ohio, so we've just called them Ohio.
Okay.
I've received no direction in those areas, no direction from anyone, just adopted it myself. So with that, there's some uniformity with what Brady's done.
Okay. Also, you talked yesterday a little bit about how effective Ohio State's defense is this year. They play Wisconsin on Saturday, and obviously those two teams have two of the best statistically defenses in the country this year. Do they do it the same way, or do they do it in different ways?
Oh no, it's very different because the Wisconsin is really in a more of a how would I say containing man to man. They're going to play ball screens very different than Ohio would play them. They're going to do a lot of things that are different. I think we all love about the game is there's a lot of ways to do things, and both coaches and teams do it very well, even though they're strikingly different to a coach. The casual fan may not know all those differences, but at the same time, there's a different presence on the ball and away from the ball than there would be between those two schools. So they both work, and Wisconsin is incredible how they play containing defense and don't give up open threes. It's remarkable, and it's so effective.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Nick Baumgartner with AnnArbor.com.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good.
With Evan's struggles lately, we've talked about that and him having to just shoot his way out of some of that stuff. But with, you know, the rebounding and everything else, what are you guys doing with him? Are you becoming more active in trying to get him to, you know, get back to the way he kind of was as a close to a double-double guy at the end of December?
Yeah. Well, you keep in mind now, the double-doubles were against a different talent level than what we're playing against right now. I mean, that's very rare that people get double doubles at any level. But he was doing it, and it's good. It's good news. At the same time, it's not something that we ever said, hey, he's going to do this all year long, because it's just nobody does that all year long. Maybe Jarrett Solinger does it, but very few are going to do that. What we do is make sure that he gets extra reps in practice. Make sure that he watches enough film to see whether it's rebounding, whether it's defense, things like that, where he can improve. And we do everything we can to get him to take ownership of his blind spots so that he can become better every day at becoming a more than just a shooter. Because when a shooter is not on and he's not doing other things, it's not good for him or the team. So he's got some other areas he can really improve in, and he's working every day at them.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Dustin Dupriac with Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Good.
Obviously, you guys have obviously played Indiana this year about a month ago. Just what can you guys just kind of take from the first one? Just how do you expect this game to be similar or different the second time around?
Well, like I said, they are so talented, and Coach Crean has such a great plan for that talent that, you know, it's just difficult to catch them. I mean, they're on the move so quickly. They just do so many things where you have to be very focused and in speedy fashion. And that was a big issue with us the first time. And you credit them for the way they play and how well they did it. So they have a great combination of probably one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country. And then you add certainly an incredibly developing post play with the big guy, the big freshman. And as a result, they're just hard to stop from scoring points. So we got to be better at what we did because we gave them a lot of great opportunities to score. And obviously they're a good team, so they took advantage of it. We got to shore up some of those areas.
What I guess it seems like one big difference in your team than some teams you've had in the past is it seems to be a better rebounding team that you've had. What's made it that way, basically? What's made this team more effective on the boards?
You know, I think we have guys that take some individual accountability to make sure that they get a man, but it wasn't great yesterday. I mean, it was better than it's been, but against Ohio, it has to be tremendous. And we were not yesterday in that area. But I think it's just we've always emphasized it, but there's times when some guys it's just hard for some players to do. And so as a result, we've emphasized it more, and they're taking ownership of it more individually.
Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from line of Rod Beard with Detroit News.
Hey, Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
With the midway point of the Big Ten season, is this about where you guys thought you would be? And now that you've seen just about every team at least once, is this where you thought you would be, or is this a comfortable enough position for you to be tied for third in the standings?
I mean, to be at the top of the Big Ten, I mean, you have to be able to win both home and away, and it's so difficult to do. But I'd say if we're 6-3 at the halfway point, you know, to go 6-3 at the second nine that we play, you know, is usually a very good season. So I don't know, because you know me, I don't predict any of those things. But given the strength of the league this year and how competitive we've been in most of our games, at least for 30 minutes, if not all 39 in our three losses in the league, you know, I feel good that we're heading in the right direction. It certainly beats last year when we were 3-6 at this time.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Chris Ballas with the Wolverine Magazine.
Coach, just wondering, is there one thing that you can kind of pinpoint on Tim's three-point shooting struggles, and how do you help him work through that?
Well, I think that he's going to work really hard at it, and Tim's really got a great attitude for it. He's going to really work hard at his probably shot selection. He'd like to have a few of those back yesterday and in other games. He's really everyone is a higher percentage shooter when they have a little bit more space. And Tim's got a great ability to be able to shoot while guarded, but maybe a little bit more patience, and he'll be able to his percentages will really rise to the level he should be at. So we talk about it consistently. Tim wants to win so badly that sometimes he'll try to do it, you know, by himself. And that's a good quality to have, a guy that wants to help his teammates so much, but at the same time, it isn't always as good to go for that home run when you might be able to just hit a single. So he's a great kid to coach, and we love him, and he's working through this.
Thanks, Coach.
And, Coach, that's all the time we have this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.